in Poisik, who Poisik Pasta Chaimish, that's the Ezra. What the Chosin, Rashi Ukisha Chosin Poisik, Rashi Vim Shomu Hain, Chila, Vichnis Loi, Benshim Koto and Benshim Godel. Is a Kaiser Bishtar Pochus Chaimish, Marforish Lo Lomuli Kolani. And this is what we just learned, that when the Chosin writes down the Nixuba, he takes off a fifth from what it was said to be worth, like we just learned. If it was said to be worth a 500, he writes down the Nixuba, he received 400 from her. For the Matana Rabbanim, the other writes like this, Ein Tzorech Leimer Risha and Talmud Chacham, in the first case again, where the Shver, the father-in-law, wrote to his son-in-law, I'm going to give you $10,000. And then the son-in-law died. He died before the Nisuyim, before he gave over the money to him. And now there was a mitzvah Yibum, so the Chosin's brother, the brother-in-law, the brother married her now. So the Mishnah says, the father-in-law has the right to say to the second brother, I don't want to give the money. So Mora says like this, ain't so you not to tell me. In the case, Rishon Tamachocha Mishani Yamoritz. That's Pshita. The first one was a Choshiva one. So we understand the father-in-law very good. He only meant to give the money to a Choshiva Talmud Chochem, but not to the other brother, that's an Amoritz. But the Chiddush is, Elafilu Rishon Amoritz. Even where the first brother, the one he says giving $1,000, was an Amoritz. The Sheni Talmud Chochem. And the second brother now is a bigger Talmud, is a Talmud Chochem. So I would have thought now for sure the father-in-law has to give him the same amount of money. Still the Mishnah says no. That Yocholayma, the father-in-law could say, Liyachicha Yisirayt Yishnal, to your brother, even though he was not Moritz I liked. Him I wanted to give all the money. But Reitzalitain, L'choi Yeshalitain, but to you, even though you're Talmud Chacham, I don't like you. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The father has a right to say that. That he only meant to give the money to the other brother and not to you. Again, so the Mishnah repeats it two times, that when she brings in the value of $1,000, 1,000 dinarin, the husband writes in the ksuba, you only receive 800 dinarin, because Bezdin always values her stuff an extra fifth, so when he writes it in the ksuba, he takes off a fifth. But the Gemara, Hainu Reisha, the Seif and the Reisha saying the exact same thing, why have two cases for the Mishnah? Gemara says no. Tana shuna rabba oktani shuma zuta. We want to say in a big case a big sum of money and in a small sum of money. And tana shuma diday oktani shuma dida. There's no difference whether Bezdin values it for her or whether Bezdin values it for him. In both cases, the same halacha. Shrashi shuma dida means heichad oktani hile senis shukasav aksuba kaidim shibo ashum v'yachshim v'yasoi. Ukraidin Shom in Iceland, yeah, the Chosin, Poisik, Tanatana, Trezim, Lechol, the Shumer Rabbah, Lechol, the Shumer Zutim. I mean, now who evaluated the money, whether it was done by her before they wrote the Ksuba, or whether evaluating it now for him, that's why the Mishnah says the case, two cases. But it has the exact same halacha, that when they evaluate the stuff, usually they do it to add on a fifth, to make it look nice that the Kala's bringing a lot of money into a Chosin, but really it's a fifth less. So when the husband writes down in the ksuba how much he received from his wife, he writes down one fifth less. The Mishnah is like this: Posko lahachnis like sofin selo. Yeah, Posko lahachnis like sofin. Shrashi shemuchonim liskar miyad. She brings in money. Posko lahachnis like sofin when she brings in money. Sela is nasa shisha dinrin. The husband has to write down in the ksuba that he received 6 dinrin. Now a sela is only worth 4 dinrin. This is the mishnah we had before, that if she brings in cash, he has to write down in the ksuba he received a third more than that. So if she brings in a sela, which is only 4 dinrin, he has to write down a half of 4 is 2, so you have to add on 2 to the 4, 6. That's called the third malabar. You have to write down that you receive 6 dinarin from your wife. Because when you get cash from her, you could do business with it, and you'll gain another half on it. So it's considered like she gave you 6 dinarin. That was the mishnah before. Ha-chosin nekabal olav, asora dinarin lekupa lechol mono mona. For every mono of money that she brings into you, you have to set aside 10 dinarin for kupa. Special money, we'll soon see what it's for, so she should buy a perfume with it. But for every money that she brings in, you have to set aside 10 dinarin. For every 100, you have to set aside 10. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel loymer hakol kiminig amadini. Can't say exactly how much you set aside. Depends what the minig is, how much perfume, how much makeup you give your wife. We'll soon see. Said Gemara, Hainu poise kinegdom chamisha soramono. The Chorus same kasha. The Mishnah before says, if she brings in 10 mono, so you have to write down that you receive 15. And now the Mishnah says the same thing over again. That if she gives you a seller, you have to write down, shisha dinrin, it's a third more. So what do we have two Mishnahs in for? A big sum and a small sum. It's the same svara. That some cash that she brings in for a present, the husband has to write down one third more in the ksuba. Because he'll do business with that money and he'll gain on the deal. So it's worse like this. Tana iska rabba. The Mishnah before wanted to say when she brings in a large sum of money, you could do a big deal with it. A bigger business deal. For Tana iska zut, and now Mishnah says the same halach applies even if she brings in a small amount of money. Hutzrich, I need both Mishnayasin. Di Tana iska rabba. Only with the Mishnah before when she brings you in $1,000. To nofesh ravcha. There you're going to make a lot of money. So maybe there the Rabbani said you have to write in the ksub as if you received a third more from her. She gives you $1,000, you have to write 1,500 in it. Well, it's kazut, if she only gives you $1 maybe, to zut ravcha, you're not going to make that much money with it. Emalai, maybe you don't have to write down that you owe $1.50. When she brings in a small amount of money, you can't make that much profit, maybe you don't have to add the third. Srich, I need the chiddush. V'yashmin is kazut, so just say this last Mishnah. If I would only hear if she brings in a seller, 4 dinrin, that you have to write that you receive 6 dinrin, I would have thought like this. Zut is a yuna, like the achrayis, and it's not such a hard thing to take care of it. Rashi Yitziyah, the achrayis. There's not that much responsibility about a small business deal. And there's not big iska. There's not too much work to do. So there may be, like you can make a fast buck, so there you have to add on an extra third. Aval iska rabba, when she gives you a lot of money, tenof is yuna, it's a big deal to take care of it. It's a big responsibility to take care of the money. Maybe Yemalei, maybe then you don't have to add to her an extra third. Tzricha. That's why I need both Mishnahs to me. For in here, even a big deal, even a small deal is the same halacha. When she brings in cash, when she gives you a present, when you first get married, you have to write it in the ksuba that she gave to you one third more. Then the Mishnah says, Achosin mekabalola basara din lakupa. For every mana that she brings in, you have to give her back a dinner, 10 dinrin lakupa. For a kupa, a basket. But tomorrow, my kupa, what kind of basket do you have to give her? Omer Rav Ashi, kupa shab summon. Means you have to give her back money to buy a basket of perfume. She has to have her money to buy perfume. The Omer Rav Ashi, this is only said in Yerushalayim. Because there was a shchiyah that the ladies used to walk around with a lot of perfume, a lot of besamim. So therefore there the ladies needed it. So therefore there you have to set aside a kupa for besamim. Boy Ravashi, when you say for every mona she brings in, you have to write, put aside 10 dinrin, what kind of mona does it mean? Hanisha means for the value that Bezdin said she's bringing in, which is a fifth more than it's really worth, or the mona hamaskabel, or else the gold bust of the money, actual mona that the husband is really receiving, which is a fifth less. So when you have to give 10% off from the valuation that Bezdin says, or from the real valuation that the husband writes in the ksuba. And in Tipslan, if you want to tell me, it's called a kula, and you only have to give a 10% of what really you received, that's all. The shalu is, though, yom rishon, you have to give it to her only the first day you got married, or kol yom v'yom, maybe every single day in the first week, maybe you have to give it to her. And in Tipslan, kol yom v'yom, if you want to tell me every single day, Shabbos rishona, or kol Shabbos v'Shabbos, maybe only the first week, you have to give her 7 times, the first week. But after that, not. Or maybe no, maybe every single week, for week after week, you have to keep on giving her these 10 dinrin to buy a perfume. And in Timslam, if you want to tell me, kol Shabbos for Shabbos, every single week, chodesh rishon, maybe the first 4 weeks, the first 4 months, that first month, that's all. Or kol chodesh for chodesh, and if not, maybe every single month of the year, you have to go through a whole month and keep on giving it to her. By Tim Sloan, if you want to tell me, kol chodesh v'chodesh, you have to give her every single month, every day, every week, every month. Shana Rishon is it only 365 times, only the first year. By kol shana v'shana, the rest of your life, every single day, you have to give it 10 dinar to buy a perfume, teiku, and this thing we're obliged by teiku. Exactly how many times you have to give your wife these 10 dinar. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Maisa bedita shanagdima megurin. What's happened? The story with the rich near Nagdima Megurin. We have this Gemara in Gittin. He's one of the three big Ashirim of Yerushalayim, a very rich person. So by his daughter, when she got married, she apostolah hachomim, the mashmir, she brought in so much money to her son and to her husband that this Esther, this one tenth that she have to set aside for the perfume for her, you know how much it was worth. That she apostolah hachomim arba meyezuvim akupa shabasamim. Labai bayayim. For that one day, she got 400 gold coins for her psalmim. That's how big the nedunya, the present she brought in to her husband. That the husband instead had to give one tenth back to her for that one day, it was worth 400 golden coins. So they said back, Kach tifsukul libnoisechem. This is the way all Jewish girls should really get. The Yonu Achrei Momen and the Yetzer Omen and Echnam, you're right, all Jewish girls should get like this. Halavai. Tana Rabban, not like this. Once happened a case of Rabbi Yechon Metzakai, Shayroichav al Achamor. He was riding on his donkey. For Yoytzim Yushlaim, he was going out of Yushlaim. For Talmidov Mahalchem Achrav, his Talmidim was walking after him. One lady saw Rabbi Yechon Metzakai. Shahoy Samalakete Soirim Mibain Gololoi Behemtim Shel Arvayim. That's what was this lady doing? She was collecting the barley by the junk of the animals, Gololmi ben Gololmi, Behemton, of which animals? Arabs. She was not much the lowest. She was by the Arabs' animals, and by the junk, the manure that comes out of the animals, she was collecting the barley there. Kivin Shirosa, when this lady saw Gechna Mazakai, Kivin Shirosa, he saw Nisat for Bisara. She right away wrapped her hair. The Yom de la Funa, she stood up in front of Yechna Mazakai. Omrullah, she said to him, Rebbe Panasteini, please give me Panasa. Please take care of me. Omrullah, so he said back to her, Biti, my daughter. Miat, who are you? Omrullah, she said back, Bas Nakdim Ben Gurion ani. I am the daughter of Nakdim Ben Gurion. That's what happened to her. You know, before she was so rich, Mashmah now she lost all her money. Omrullah, so she said to him, Biti, Moment Shabbesa Vichechen Hola Holach. What happened to all the money your father had? Your father was a rich man, he was shlayim. What happened to all the money? Omer loy Rebbe, loy kedin masla misli. Don't people talk like this being Yerushalayim? That melech mamen chosar. Hishno melech means what protects like salt. What protects your money? Chosar. If you lose money, what does that mean? Rashi says, if you give tzedakah, to give away from your money, that's going to protect your money, you'll keep it. In other words, vice versa, father, like we'll soon see, did not give enough tzedakah. Therefore, he lost all his money. Shrashi melech mamet chosel. Her rights are limlech lemoinai. Kloima. Ligroim loish yiskayim. If you want to keep your money, yechasrenu l'tzdaka. Make sure to take off a lot of money to give it to tzdaka. Tom it always. Vechasrenoi zel kiyumai. People make a mistake. People think they give away tzdaka, they're losing money. Just the opposite. When the more money, the more tzdaka you give, the more you're going to protect your money, you'll keep your money. Vyamrilon, some say chesed. Same thing. Do chesed with your money. If you do chesed, kindness with your money, that's going to keep your money. So Rashi says, therefore my father did not get stuck in the way he was supposed to, and therefore all his money got destroyed. Therefore what I'm doing now is collecting my few pennies that I could get, mamish by the worst of the worst, collecting the sarim by the junk of the Arabs. So, weiter, Rabbi Yochanan Metzakai asked her, the Shobeis Chamiach, Heichen Hu, weiter, the Shver was also a rich person. What happened to the money your Shver gave you? Omrulloi, she said, Bozev Yibrezeh. Weiter, they put the money together, and all the money got lost. Whatever business deal they put it into, kitzur, all the money got lost. And what she has to do now to collect money is to go around by the Arabs and collect the junk, to collect the barley. Omrulloi, she said, Rebbe, Zechorato,
she said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, do you remember? When you signed on my ksuba, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to his tamidim, Zocharani, I remember, when I signed the ksuba, Shelzu, for Hoysa Kairaba was written in the ksuba, Elef, Alpayim, Dinrei, Zormi, Beisavia, that the father gave him amish thousands and thousands of golden coins. Chutz Mishachemiyah, and excluding for what the Shrek, that's what her father gave, and the Shrek also gave them, Amish millionaires. And still it was all lost. Is Boch Rabbi Yechonim Metzakeh, Rabbi Yechonim Metzakeh cried. The Yomani said like this, Ashrechem Yisrael, that his man Shreisim Yisrael Neshomokim and Kolumu Beloshen and Shalatas Bem. When Klai Yisrael does mitzvahs, do the right thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches them, and nobody could rule over us. But when we don't do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do, like here, as an Afim Ben Gurion did not do tzedakah the way he was supposed to, is Moishkin Biyadu Meshvola. We're given over to a low nation. For Loi Biyadu Meshvola, not only to the Arabs, a low nation, El Biyad Behemtam Shalu Meshvola. Mamash Lakir, the Bitash and Afim Ben Gurion had to go collect money by the animals of the Arabs to get, collect the barley by the junkie. Now for the Gemara Kasher, but Akdimim Ben Gurion Leyovitz Doki, is it true that he did not do tzedakah? For a Tanya, we learned like this. Omru Olav al Nakdimim Ben Gurion, it was said about him, that Kishay Yotzim Ibeisla Beis Medrash. When he used to leave his house to go to shul, to go to that learn Beis Medrash, Kli Milas Hoyu, he used to take silk clothing and Matzah.